The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the dirty poll because we're going to react to the dirty poll.
Oh.
The top 12 in college football was released.
It's a challenging week right now. Challenging week.
Not a good weekend for the dirty poll.
Well, hey.
Clemson's been at number three. I've been questioning this. You claim that this was the move. They're better, and they lost at home to Louisville.
I'd like to point out that Clemson is still alive in the ACC championship game. They might still be my fourth seed for all you know. Why don't you stick that in your pipe and smoke it, all right? Here's the issue. This is a projection forward to where I think the end of the season will be, okay?
So people need to remember
not
that.
Not where we're at right now, because you're going to hear teams in there, and you might be like, well, what the hell? What's going on? It's a projection to where I think they're going to be at the end of the year. We'll start the first four. There is obviously changes. Iowa State was, in my opinion, the most complete team in the Big 12. They might still win the Big 12 title, but for now, that has to go to BYU. And then Miami has been slotted into the ACC. Miami has the best offense in the conference. I think their defense is horrendous, but they will be the 3 and 4 seed. So your top four: Oregon, Georgia, unchanged 1 and 2, Miami, and BYU. Those are your top four seeds getting first round byes in the Dirty Pole College Football Playoff.
Look at undefeated BYU finally breaking through.
Undefeated BYU is finally in there. Big 12 race is fascinating to close out the year because there is a spot on the line. Somebody's going to get it. I don't know if they're going to get two teams in as a conference. And you got a whole bunch of teams that are alive, depending on what happens this weekend. It's going to be a really fun weekend for the Big 12. We go 5 through 12. Ohio State back at number 5. They got their first marquee win of the season, went on the road. I don't think that much of Penn State, but you got to give them credit. Tough place to go play. They were down 10-0 early, dug out of the hole. They're number 5. They will be taking on still number 12 in the Dirty Poll as you're at large from the group of 5, and that is Boise State, having a chance to potentially creep their way into the top 4, but right now they remain at number 12. Your 6-11 matchup is going to be out of the SEC.
So very quickly, your 1 through 4 exactly the same as the committees, and your 5 and 12 matchup exactly the same.
Yes.
Well, Ohio
well, not
State.
It's based on where they would be for
based on the rankings of the
bracket. What the bracket would look like, yes. And that's what I'm doing. So yes, it is. Ohio State, number 5. I said that. Boise State, 12. 6 versus 11. Texas is at number 6. Interesting game for them this weekend. Nobody's really talking about it. They play Florida at 9 a.m. It's a big weekend for the SEC. Florida's playing better football.
Lagway might be back for
this. It sounds like he's going to play. So he's been in practice all week. That was the fear that he was done for the year. They had a puncher's chance to beat Georgia last week. If he finishes that game, that's one that we're all going to kind of forget about. It'll be on early in the morning on Saturday. Just circle it. Keep an eye on it. Texas, just interested to see how that game goes. They're 6. Number 11. Now, this is where it gets into predicting. Last week, I told you I didn't have A&M in the playoff because I thought they were going to lose to South Carolina, and they lost to South Carolina. I think this team's going to win this weekend. It's going to piss a lot of people off, but it is going to bump them into the top 12. The number 11 team in the dirty pool is LSU. I think LSU is going to beat Alabama at home on Saturday night in Baton Rouge. I think they're the more complete team than Alabama. And despite what they showed in the second half against A&M, I actually trust them a little bit more in this matchup. And if they win that game, go look at the rest of their schedule. Very easily finishing 10-2. A 10-2 LSU team is in the college football playoff. And potentially in an SEC title game, mind you, because one of their losses is a non-conference game. Your 7 versus 10 matchup is Indiana versus Notre Dame. And last but not least, your 8 versus 9 matchup is Tennessee versus Penn State.
Okay.
Tennessee's got a big one coming up next week, by the way.
Tennessee's 8?
Tennessee is 8, and Penn State is number 9.
Okay, there you go. There's the top 12 dirty poll. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague.